Is your life too complex? According to the National Association of Professional Organizers, 60% of Americans feel they don't have enough time to get everything done. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. That's productiveandorganized.net. So why is it that we just don't feel settled? Most likely it's because many people struggle with prioritization. Why didn't I say time management? Well, in reality, you can't manage time. No matter what you do, there will always be 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week. It is what you choose to do with that time that makes the difference. So here are a few tips to get you on track. Mind your priorities. If you know what's important to you, focus only on those things. If you're not sure about your priorities, find someone to help you figure it out. Often we do what is easiest to do or the thing that someone is screaming about the loudest. Those things may not be, and often are not, the most important things to get done in your day. Priorities grow out of your vision, and usually when you're behind on your goals, you have stopped focusing on your priorities. If you're not sure how to prioritize, comment and tell me you'd like our special report on priority setting. There's over 40 of my international colleagues shared their favorite tips, or go out onto the Kindle and look it up there too. Write them out. Goal setting is not just for the beginning of the year. Know what you should have accomplished in your day and focus on that. Goal setting is the best form of time management and the first step to write them on paper. This somehow seals them in your subconscious as doable. If you have them in your head, they're no more than dreams, so get them down. Visualize. Before you start any project, first visualize what you want the end result to be. The author of 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey, calls this beginning with the end in mind. You may visualize a clutter-free family room with you and your family enjoying time together, or you may visualize an organized, streamlined office where you don't have to hunt for anything and your day is stress-free. And lastly, get rid of the clutter. Now that you know what is priority for your time, you probably have things that are on your to-do list that don't really fit, right? Find ways to get those things off your to-do list, or just acknowledge that they don't belong on your to-do list in the first place. Sometimes we put things on our to-do list that we are kind of thinking we should do, but they're really not things that we need to do. Be realistic about those things. So, what's worked for you bringing simplicity into your life? Did you try some of the ideas that you've heard here? I'd love to hear your comments. I know my listeners would love to hear your comments too. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.